So, I'm a Londoner, having abandoned my northern roots, plastic northerner, and in the coming election for Mayor of London, I'm going to be voting for Sadiq Khan, the Labour Mayor, and I'm going to vote Green in the Greater London Assembly elections. Just FYI. Now, a few weeks ago, I quit the Labour Party, which I joined when I really did look like Macaulay Culkin in Home Alone 1, back in the 90s. I did so because they're going to win by a landslide anyway, because of their lack of answers, to say the least, to the country's problems, and their refusal to take a stand against Israel's genocidal onslaught against the Palestinian people. That brings me to the Labour Mayor, Sadiq Khan. And do you know what, guys? I think there's just this basic moral test in life. It goes something like this. Don't support a murderous onslaught against civilians, which slaughters huge numbers of innocent people, including vast numbers of kids, which involves wanton and deliberate destruction of civilian infrastructure, not least the healthcare system, and which includes deliberate famine. Now, personally, I don't think that's a particularly hard test to flunk. Boy, was I wrong. Lots of people with power in politics.
Quality sleep is essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature? Sleep Number Smart Beds let you individualize your comfort, so you sleep better together. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 50% on the Sleep Number Limited Edition smart bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com.
In the media, flunked that basic moral test. And for me, I judge someone based on whether they passed that test or they failed that test. I don't think I'm asking for the moon on a stick here. Don't line up behind monstrous war crimes and mass murder. I know what a deranged extremist I really am. Now, Sadiq Khan, Mayor of London, passed that test. And to do so, he had to stand against pressure. He came out early and back to ceasefire. Back in mid-October, towards the beginning of this unspeakable horror, he condemned what he described as disproportionate force used by the Israeli government, adding, "I think is collective punishment." Now, some might go, come on, Owen, he's Mayor of London, he's not Foreign Secretary, that's not his beat. Well, more than most people, as the person in the country, Sadiq Khan, with the biggest personal mandate in the UK, he's got a position of power and influence over what I regard as the defining moral issue of our time. And that speaks to who someone is. I think that's pretty important if you're voting for someone. Now, there's undoubtedly issues where I think to myself, I'd want more radicalism from this guy. But frankly, within the limitations of the powers the Mayor of London has, I think he's done a lot of things which are, for me, political priorities. Now, above all else, that's the housing crisis, building more council homes in London than any time since the 70s, tenfold increase since 2016, committing to 40,000 new council homes by the end of the decade. Housing for me has always been big policy priority. It means, you know, a huge amount what a politician does or doesn't do. He's also demanding for a long time a rent freeze, but also crucially promising to deliver new rent control homes. Also powers for tenants to take on landlords, which is really important because everything's so rigged in favour, of course, of private landlords, as I'm sure many of you in London know with much bitterness. He's also quadrupled funding and support to take on the social evil of homelessness and the housing crisis nationally made worse by the Tories. Well, that's obviously pretty important, isn't it? Providing free school meals for all primary school kids. You know, I grew up in a primary school in Stockport, plastic northern, as I say, Cale Green Primary School, to be specific, with kids, with families who struggled to feed them. I remember that very well. It had a huge impact on their education, but it also, I mean, that hugely influenced my own politics and how I see the world, growing up with kids who had that just level of hardship. So that point about universal free school meals, that's a big deal for me. Freezing TfL fares during an epic cost of living crisis in one of the most expensive cities on earth. Upgrading the bus network. Work on taking on the massive pandemic of violence against girls and women, male violence against girls and women. Using powers to take on the climate emergency, not least zero emission buses. Planting 500,000 trees. I'm very pro-tree, even though I live in the least green constituency in the United Kingdom. So we could maybe have some more trees here. But in the face also of huge bad faith opposition, this is something I spoke about a lot of the time, introducing the ultra-low emission zone, which took real courage It wasn't just the Tories, it was Labour people piling in them on that one. Obviously, very important for people's health. I think that'll save lives. More policies, he's promising, zero emissions, buses. Taking a very courageous stance in support of LGBTQ people and LGBT rights, which he's done for a very long time and got a lot of backlash and stick for it. That's important because there was a anti-LGBTQ backlash, and having been on the receiving end of homophobic violence myself in London, having a mayor who takes that stand is really important. Not least as well for our trans siblings. And also, if I'm honest, the candidate is up against the Conservative candidate, Susan Hall, is so bad, I don't even know where to start. Like, there's things like voting against free school meals, that she kind of usual pantomime, paddy, Tory stuff. Like, what do we want? No, not free school meals for kids. We've all got priorities in life. She was a big Liz Truss fan, which went extraordinarily well, cheering on the economic policies, which caused, as you probably remember, a minor bit of devastation. She egged on a victory for Donald Trump. She said the dangerous, in her words, Notting Hill Carnival should be moved, claimed there was a problem with crime in the black community, called Suella Braverman her ideal Home Secretary, supported the hideous Rwanda plan, promoted horrible Islamophobia on social media, including using the term Londonistan. That term is just used as this conspiracy theory term about Muslims taking over. She's praising Powell. She said she doesn't see herself as a feminist. She called Gemma Collins a stupid, fat blonde woman. Terrible views on the climate crisis. Look, she's the anti-London, really, isn't she? She's like the mirror image of what London should be about. And I know the polling looks great for Sadiq Khan. A lot of you probably think, come on, Amy, he's got this in the bag. What's this all about? Well, that's the problem, you see, because I worry that a lot of particularly younger people won't vote. It's not like a general election, because in the general election, a large majority of people will vote. So you can look at the polling and feel reassured about how things will pan out. You know, if there's a massive Labour lead in the polling for the general election, you can trust that. But the problem is, in London, the mayoral election, the turnout's a lot lower. So everything hinges on turnout. And that's why last time around, the election was significantly closer than the polling suggested. And what the Tories have done is changed the electoral system. You really can't make it up with these people, can you? Before, you could rank candidates in order of preference, but now you only get one vote. So if we get a really low turnout election, and a lot of people who clearly don't want Susan Hall to win don't come out and vote, or opt for another candidate thinking, well, what's the risk? I just worry we'd end up with Susan Hall as mayor of London for the next 4 years, which is so dystopian and disturbing. I wanted to do a video about it. So here I am, guys. I'm still going to vote Green in the GLA elections. I'm not voting Labour in the next general election. And I want to send a message to Labour. I want to keep Sadiq on his toes as well, which is what I think a Green presence will do. I want him to, you know, be more radical. So I'll piss off everyone. Seriously, if you're in London, just make sure you vote in this election. Vote for Sadiq Khan. Let's not piss around with this. One, way too much at stake. I'll continue to vote for candidates on a case-by-case basis. I mean, it's up to you whether you care or not. I'm just some guy at the end of the day. But in this case, I think this is important. Spread the word. Make sure you WhatsApp or text everyone you know. Ring them. Harass them. Run after them in the street. Maybe don't do that unless you know them. But yeah, let's wait Sadiq Khan if you're in London. Lots of love. Press like, subscribe. Do share this video. Comment. I want to hear your thoughts. Yell at me if you want. Speak to you soon.
Why don't more infant formula companies use organic, grass-fed whole milk instead of skim? Why don't more infant formula companies use the latest breast milk science? Why don't more infant formula companies run their own clinical trials? Why don't more infant formula companies use more of the proteins found in breast milk? Why don't more infant formula companies have their own factories instead of outsourcing their manufacturing? We wondered the same thing. So we made ByHeart, a better formula for formula. Learn more at ByHeart.com.